Well, while small numbers of people continue to flout the law, many more around the country are re-engaging with their local bogs. Poet Jane Clark joined a group of volunteers at her local bog in Wicklow, which is being restored. And this inspired her to write a poem called Barnacullion Bog.
A straggle of helpers, we squelch and slip in the steps of a ranger up the sodden path north of Tonlagee. Last night's deluge rushes down from the summit. Streams widen and deepen the gullies, push aside fracken, cross-leaved heath. We stretch for footholds among tussocks of sedge and ribbon grass, clamber hummock to hummock, leap across sinkholes, skirt a sheep's skeleton next to plucked feathers of falcon's prey. Up ahead, the bog's an ocean of cracked and crumbling peat. But where the south track wins the ridge, a sheep-proof fence guards growth. Wooden dams block sediment. A meadow of cotton grass dazzles. And sphagnum moss, bog builder, spreads emerald, burgundy gold.
Jane Clark reading her poem Barnacullion Bog.